Welcome back to our Budweiser pregame show. Kelly Schultz along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, there's nothing better than playoff hockey. And yesterday your team got off to a fantastic start, scoring first. Obviously, that was very important for your team to do that, wasn't it?
It always helps, Kelly. No doubt. It always helps, especially here against an outstanding team. You always feel like you're a man short to begin with sometimes when you come here. And they had a great start. You know, they came out pushing hard. And I thought we were a little jittery to begin the game. But I thought as the period went on, we settled down. And, Mac Deering made a great play on the wall. And, goes down the ice with Grayson. And Grayson recognized it. Opportunity, great pass, great finish. So couldn't ask for a better start, no doubt.
Well, you mentioned being a man down. This Wisconsin Badger team's a little bit depleted. You look at their lineup, and surprisingly, the one player on their fourth line that wasn't a complete line was the one who scores their first goal. They're pretty deep, aren't they?
Yeah, she wasn't. They moved her up with Pettit awful quick. Again, he's got the lines set the same way, but Wheeler will be playing with Pettit and Shirley, I'm sure, most of the games. She's an outstanding player. You just look at her point total. She's a good player, and they're missing a few players, but certainly the lineup they put out there is pretty formidable.
Your team outshot 40-15 by the Wisconsin Badgers. How do you get more shots on net against this Badger defense?
Yeah, well, first of all, we don't get caught up in that shot thing, yeah. Kelly. That's whatever it is. It is what it is. We talk about it. You can't look up there and get frustrated with it. You know, we talked about some things we could do a little better in terms of offensive zone. We thought, particularly on rushes, maybe making some more plays rather than just dumping a puck. But a big thing was stopping at the net. We felt like we were getting there, but then we were just kind of skating off to the side. We've got to get to the front of the net. We've got to get to that those tough areas, and we got to get those greasy goals. And the group felt that Blair was giving up rebounds, and so we got to get there. We got to get there in order to be able to find those and finish those. So they're going to get their shots, no question. They're going to have the puck more than we are. We know that, but we can certainly generate more offense, and that's what we hope to do today.
Well, you certainly got some great goaltending out of Kerrigan Dowie. She's been hot between the pipes for your team, and she got some help last night, your defense. I noticed a lot of times they knew where the puck was and helped her out a couple of times, didn't they?
Yes, they did. I was really, really impressed with all of our defense, how we played. You know, to hold the Watts, O'Brien, Webster line pointless, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. So, and yeah, we blocked some shots, but actually we only blocked one more than they did. So that goes to we did have some opportunities in the offensive zone. But no, really happy with how our D played. Again, going to be challenged today, but yesterday's experience will certainly help today.
I had a chance to visit with Mac Deering after the game while we were eating, and asked her what her first playoff experience was like, and she says it was fun. It was great. You want your team to go out there and have fun, and obviously this freshman class, they're not freshmen anymore. They've had this experience. How impressed are you by how strong they played?
Yeah, again, I was really, really impressed with them last night. I thought in particular Kendra Fortin really stepped up. Probably one of her best games she's had in quite a while, but certainly Mac and Ella and Adriana and Taylor Larson have all been outstanding, and they did it again last night. I thought they really handled themselves in a really difficult situation. I thought they handled themselves extremely well, and Mac mentioned having fun. That was one of the messages that Grayson and Paige Beebe had to the group, just how important it is to stay positive, to have fun, to enjoy it. And try to keep that throughout the entire game. And it's not always easy, obviously, because of how intense games can be, and things are sometimes things go well, sometimes they don't. But to remain positive, that's really going to be important, and we need that. Again, I'll talk about it again today. We need the 3 Fs. We need to have faith. We need to play fearless. We need to have fun.
This past week, the WCHA announced the All Scholar Athletes, the WCHA academic team. You got to be proud with your team. They led in both categories in the league. Not only are they skilled hockey players, but they're also very good in the classroom. How proud are you of them?
Oh, extremely proud. And that's a credit to them individually. That's their discipline. That's their commitment to doing well in the classroom. And I think they take pride in it. And I think they push each other. And I'm sure you've seen on the road trip here, how many times you go down the lobby and there'll be 15, 20 of them in there studying with their computers open and working on homework. So, but yeah, as a staff and as a program, we're extremely proud of the of the job this group has done academically, and to be recognized like that by the league was pretty cool.
On to tonight's game. You're down 1-0 to Wisconsin. Game two, backs against the wall. What's it going to take to win this one?
You know what? Again, you can't look at it as trying to win this game. I mean, we know what's at stake. We got to go out there and, again, try to win shifts one at a time, take it a period at a time. Again, having a good start, Kelly, is going to be imperative. We know that they're going to come out hard, so we need to be on our toes. And we talked about that. When we're back on our heels, letting them come at us, that's when we struggle. But we're at our best when we're on our toes, and that, not just offensively, but defensive as well. We're just reacting quickly, and we're playing with confidence, and we need to do that. Again, I want us to push the pace. I want us to attack their D with speed. I want us to get pucks deep. And again, we gotta do things in the offensive zone a little bit better. But if we do that, we're gonna give ourselves a chance tonight.
Go get that W, and let's push this game, this series, into Sunday. Good luck, Coach.
I'd love to, Kelly. Thank you.